Peace be to you all, brothers and sisters.
愿主的恩惠，能够常常跟我们大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord always abide with us.
能够看顾、束缚、带领我们大家。
And be able to watch over and take care of all of us.
今天早上的聚会，跟大家一起来学习彼得的事迹。
This morning for the service, we would like to share with you about how Peter had followed the Lord.
使徒彼得啊，他是在耶稣的门徒当中啊，站着一个相当重要的角色。
The Apostle Peter had played a very important role in regards to Jesus' ministry.
我们从圣经里面看啊，这十二使徒当中啊，看起来好像彼得是带头的。
From the Bible, we can see that of the 12 disciples, it seems as if Peter was the leader.
有的人形容说啊，他好像一群羊里面那个带头的领头的羊。
Some had said that perhaps in a herd of sheep, then he seemed like the head sheep.
彼得的为人啊，很正直。
And in regards to his attitude, how he carried out himself.
对主非常热心。
Peter was very righteous and he was very fervent to the Lord.
所以他讲话有时候很直接。
So when he spoke, he often spoke very bluntly.
但是我们也看到他有很多软弱。
But we could also see that he had many weaknesses.
但是从软弱当中啊，神不断的造就他。
But from his weaknesses, God continued to edify him.
所以让他也能够从失败当中能够恢复信心。
So that from his failures, he could regain his faith.
最后成为教会的执事
And then in the end, he had become.
甚至为主耶稣殉道。
He had become a rock to help the church, and he even became a martyr.
我们如果到罗马梵蒂冈去参观的时候
，If we go to visit Vatican.
你会看到一个非常大的雕像，彼得的雕像。
You would see a very large statue of Peter.
他手里拿着一把钥匙。
And in his hand, he is holding a key.
旁边呢、有一个罗马历代教皇的一个表。
And next to him will be a list of the Roman popes.
他们把彼得列为第一代的教皇。
And they had decided that Peter was the first pope.
当然，我们知道这个是错误的。
Of course, we understand that this is not correct.
因为教皇的制度是西元300多年以后才有的。
Because the decree of papacy was created in 300 BC.
但是天主教以为说主耶稣把钥匙交给彼得。
It was because the Catholics had thought that when Jesus said that he had given the key to Peter.
你们在地上捆绑，天上也捆绑，地上释放。天上也释放。
And had told him that whoever you bound in this world, you will also bind in heaven.
所以他们把彼得列为第一代的教皇，说他们有天国的钥匙。
So the Catholics had made a decree that Peter was the first pope because God had given him this key to the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们知道主耶稣并不是真的打一把钥匙交给彼得。
But we know that Jesus did not truly give literally a key to Peter.
而是把天国的门这个关键留给教会。
It was that this key was, to the heavenly kingdom was given to the church.
神的教会能够胜过死亡的权柄。
And the church of God can overcome the boundaries of death.
能够为我们打开天国的门。
And it can open us for us the door that leads to the heavenly kingdom.
当然这个钥匙就是主着圣灵的权柄。
And this key represents the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以不是真的有一把钥匙交给彼得。
It's not that there was truly a key that was given to Peter.
不过我们从圣经里面看彼得的确是一个相当重要的在这个教会的历史上相当重要的一个人物。
But we can see from the Bible that Peter was truly a very important person in the history.
我们可以从他的身上学到很多的教训。
And from him we can learn many teachings.
也能够让我们知道说彼得为什么能够得神的重用。
So that we can also understand why he was used by Jesus.
他怎么在软弱当中能够恢复信心，能够得刚强。
And how he was able to regain his strength and his faith through his weaknesses.
这是我们学习的一些重点。
And these are some of the key points that we can learn from.
那个彼得他是 犹太地啊，加利利海旁边一个小地方叫做加百农，那里出生的。
Peter was born in Capernaum, which is a very small place by Galilee.
啊，他是一个渔夫。
And he was a fisherman.
他一般看起来他所受的教育不是很高。
From what we can tell, he perhaps did not have a good, much education.
所以有一些犹太人说啊，他们这些都是无学的小民。
And so the Jews had called them people of little education.
那彼得应该有受过初等的教育。
And perhaps Peter had received elementary education.
所以他们平时讲的是亚兰话，还有初级的一些希腊话。
So that even though he normally spoke Aramaic, but he could also speak basic Greek.
那彼得被认识主啊，是他的弟弟的介绍。
Peter had come to know the Lord because of his younger brother.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1,
40
verse 40.
约翰福音一章四十节。
John chapter 1 verse 40.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。四十一节。
41.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。四十二节。
42.
于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。”这是主耶稣认识，这个彼得啊，来见主耶稣的经过。
This was how Peter had come to see Jesus for the first time.
因为当时施洗约翰在传道里叫人要悔改。
At the time, John the Baptist was performing baptism, and he was, sorry, telling all to repent.
啊，很多人呐、啊、都去接受他的洗礼，做约翰的门徒。
And there were many who had accepted his baptism and had called themselves disciples of John.
后来主耶稣出来以后啊，约翰就为众人做见证。
But after Jesus had come out, then John was testifying for everyone.
让你们看，这就是神的羔羊，要来除掉世人罪孽的。
And had told others that this is the Lamb of God.
那这个约翰有两个门徒啊，施洗约翰有两个门徒，听了约翰的见证，他们就跟随耶稣了。
And John had two disciples who had heard John speak, and so they followed Jesus.
啊，其中一个人啊，就是彼得的弟弟，叫做安德烈。
And one of them was Peter's younger brother, whose name was Andrew.
安德烈啊，见到主耶稣，他知道说，耶稣就是他们所仰望的弥赛亚救赎主。
And when Andrew had seen Jesus, then he knew that he was the Messiah.
所以他就先去找到他哥哥西，彼得。
And so Andrew went to look for his own brothers, Peter.
彼得的名字啊，原来叫西门。
And Peter's name was originally Simon.
他们来见耶稣的时候。
And when they came to see Jesus.
所以耶稣就把彼得啊，把他改名字，说你不要叫西门了，你要叫做彼得。
And Jesus had changed Peter's name and had told him that he shall no longer be Simon.
彼得是希腊话。
But he shall be Cephas, which is Greek.
亚兰话叫做基法。
Oh, in Aramaic, it's Cephas.
啊，那个意思是一样的。
And the meaning is the same.
啊，它的意义就是石头。
And it means a stone.
哦，所以主耶稣说啊，你的名字要改变了，变成石头。
And so Jesus has said that your name shall be changed into to mean a stone.
意思主耶稣要让彼得他们呐、啊、成为教会的柱石。
Which means that Peter is going to be the stone that is going to support the church.
啊。后来彼得就这样认识了耶稣。
And so in this way, Peter came to know Jesus.
他们是打鱼的，所以他们还是照样的过打鱼的生活。
But since they were fishermen, they were still living the life of a fisherman.
后来就是因为主耶稣行了一个神迹啊，让彼得放弃打鱼的工作，来做得人的渔夫。
But then Jesus had performed a miracle, and so Peter decided to give up his life as a fisherman and decided to become a fisherman.
我们看路加福音第五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
路加福音五章第八节。
Luke 5 verse 8。
西门彼得看见，就伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”第九节。
Verse 9。
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼十节。
Verse 10。
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人呐。”十一节。
Verse 11。
他们就把两艘船呐、拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。那主耶稣开始传道理的时候，在加利利的海岸那边行走。
When Jesus had begun preaching, he was walking by the side of Galilee.
他说当时啊，有很多人啊，跟随着想要听主耶稣讲道理。
At the time, there were many people who were following wanted to listen to Jesus' teachings.
他说主耶稣就借用彼得的渔船。
And so he had used Peter's boat.
啊，上了船以后，叫彼得把那个船呐 撑开啊，离这个岸边啊有一段距离。
And when he had gone onto the boat, he had told Peter to launch out into the deep, which.
所以他就坐在船上啊，向着这个海岸上的众人呐、讲道理。
Which was farther away, and so, right there in the sea that Jesus was preaching.
我们看到主耶稣啊，用彼得的船，但是没有白用它。
We could see that even though Jesus was using Simon's boat, but he did not simply let Peter do nothing.
当他讲完道理以后啊，就带着彼得说：“我们去。”下网捕鱼。
After he had finished speaking, then Jesus had told Peter to go out and fish.
主耶稣就把两艘船呐、满满的鱼呀、来回馈给彼得。
And then there were two boats that were filled with the fish, and this was how Jesus had repaid Peter.
为着让我们知道啊，不是神呐、不会白的。
And this is to tell us that when we serve the Lord, we are not serving in vain.
因为服侍主的人啊，必能够从主那里得到非常丰盛的赏赐。
Because those who serve the Lord will certainly receive blessings.
那个时候啊，彼得对主耶稣说啊，我们整个晚上啊，一直努力想要打鱼，无论怎样就是打不到鱼。
And at the time, Peter had first told Jesus that they had been fishing for the entire night, but they did not catch any fish.
但是主耶稣说，你们把网撒下去。
But Lord Jesus had told them to cast the net.
他们就照着主耶稣的话，就撒网。
And so when they listened to Jesus and they cast the net.
结果网住了，满满的鱼。
And then their nets were full of fish.
结果一艘船啊，张不够，还要叫同伴另外一艘船开来啊，把鱼装满了两艘船。
It wasn't even enough to fit all the fish into one boat that they had to call out to their partners to bring another boat.
所以很多网没有破。
But and even though there was a great number of fish, the net did not break.
两艘船的鱼都满满的，几乎要沉下去，又没有沉下去。
And even though the two boats were filled with fish that they were about to sink, but they did not sink.
所以彼得看到主耶稣所行的这么伟大的神迹啊。
And so when Peter saw that Jesus had performed such a great miracle,
他就伏在主耶稣的脚前说：“主啊，我们不配你，离开我们吧。”
He fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man."
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinful.
那主耶稣说：“你不要怕，你从今以后啊，你要得人如鱼了。”
But Lord Jesus has said to Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
后来彼得他们就把这个船啊，把鱼啊，顾不得就把它放掉了，他们就跟随耶稣了。
And then when they brought their boats to land, then they forsook all and they followed Jesus.
主耶稣常常选召人呐、来做他的工作。
Lord Jesus often called upon people to do his work.
都是借着显出他的大能。
And this is to show his mighty power.
人在神的能力作为之前呢、看到自己的渺小，自己的卑微。
And before they had even performed anything themselves, and the people could see their own weaknesses and how small they were.
然后神就选召人来做他的工作。
And then Jesus will call upon these people to do the work.
也让人知道说人是卑微的，人是没有办法做什么的。
So that people could see that they are truly lowly and they cannot do much.
但是当人感到自己软弱卑微的时候，神的能力就覆庇我们。
But when people, when men do feel lowly and feel as if they are powerless, then the Lord will give them strength. So that men can rely on God and be able to be a vessel.
所以在圣经的历史里面啊, 常常有这样的例子。
And so in the biblical history, there are often these examples.
好像摩西啊, 在80岁的时候,
like Moses when he was 80 years old.
他在为他的岳父啊, 米甸祭司叶特罗牧羊的时候,
when he was tending the sheep for Jethro, his father-in-law.
他看到说啊, 那个荆棘啊, 怎么有火在燃烧, 但就是烧不掉。
He had seen that by the thrones there was a burning bush that kept burning and would not
die.
He realized that this was a mysterious sign.
所以他就想要去看。
And so he wanted to go and see.
神就出声说, 摩西, 摩西。
And then God had let out a voice and called out Moses.
啊, 摩西说, 我在这里。
And Moses said, here I am.
啊, 然后神就说, 你要把你的鞋子脱掉, 因为这是神临在的地方, 是一个圣洁的地方。
And then God had told Moses to take off his sandals because he was standing on a place where it was holy and it was where the Spirit of God was. And then from among the thorns, then God was calling out.
说以色列人在埃及所受的苦啊, 他们的哀声我听见了。
And told Moses that I have heard the cries and the suffering from the Israelites.
以色列人, 埃及人怎么欺负他们, 我都看见了。
And I have seen how the Egyptians have been torturing them.
我现在下来啊, 就是要带领他们啊, 离开埃及地, 带领他, 他们到那个牛奶与蜜的地方去。
And I have come to bring the Israelites out of Egypt into the land flowing with milk and honey.
那个时候啊, 摩西挖掘说, 我只不过是一个牧羊人。
At the time, Moses had thought that I am only a shepherd.
虽然我在埃及有家, 但是我回不去。
Even though I did have a home in Egypt, but I can no longer go back.
所以他说, 我是什么人啊, 我怎么敢去见法老王?
And so Moses said, who am I to dare to go see the Pharaoh?
以色列人怎么会接纳我呢? 怎么会听我的话呢?
How would the Israelites accept me or listen to me?
啊, 然后神说, 你把拐杖啊, 丢在地上。
And then God has said to throw his rod onto the
floor.
And it turned into a serpent.
然后叫他说, 你再从尾巴把它拉上来, 又变成一条, 一只拐杖。
And then grabbed the serpent by the tail, and then it turned back into a rod.
然后神叫他说, 你把手放在怀里。
And then God had told Moses to put his
拿出来以后啊,
arm
啊, 长大麻风,
into his cloak, and then when he pulled out his hand, that his hand had
神来说,
leprosy.
你再把它放回去,
and then God had told him to put his hand
再拿出来,
back.
啊, 手又好了。
And then when he took his hand back out, then he was healed.
所以神就说啊, 你就拿着拐杖去啊, 啊, 在法老面前, 百姓面前啊, 啊, 行神迹, 他们就会跟着你出来。
And so God had told Moses to bring his rod and to go to Egypt and to save the Israelites.
虽然摩西再三的推辞, 但是神就应许啊, 啊, 给他行神迹的力量。
Even though Moses kept rejecting the offer, but God had given him the strength and the power.
所以后来摩西就顺服神的旨意啊, 啊, 去带领以色列百姓出埃及。
And then Moses had obeyed the will of God, and then he eventually led the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以神往往要使用一个人啊,
so many times when God wants to use someone,
借着他的大能彰显出他的作为,
he would use his strength to show his power.
啊, 当然啊, 发现自己的软弱啊, 啊, 能够依靠神, 啊, 才能够成为神所重用的器皿。
And then when men realize their own weakness, then they can understand the power of God, and then they can become a vessel.
虽然彼得本来也是一个卑贱的渔夫，无学的小民。
Even though Peter at first was only a lowly fisherman and did not have much education,
神不断地一直造就他，训练他，成为一个神忠心啊，良善的好器皿。
But God kept trying to cultivate him and to train him to become a good vessel.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章,
John chapter 6,
14节,
verse 14.
约翰福音六章, 14节,
John 6, verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹啊, 就说这真是那要到世间来的先知啊。这是主耶稣在加利利海边啊，啊，向众人行了一个神迹。
And this was when Jesus by the sea by Galilee, and then he had performed a miracle.
啊，因为很多人跟随他，啊，这个在野地没有东西可以吃。
Because there are many who were following him, but they did not have anything to eat.
啊，主耶稣就怜悯众人呢，啊，本来叫门徒说，你们要拿东西给他们吃。
And then Jesus had compassion on them, and he had told his disciples to give food to the people.
说其实这是主耶稣要试验门徒。
This was because he wanted to test his disciples.
因为门徒他们说啊，我们就是去买20两银子的食物啊，也不够一个人吃一点点。
And the disciples had said that even if we buy 200 denarii worth of bread, it's not sufficient.
后来主耶稣说，你们到底有多少？
And then Jesus asked them, "What do you have?"
啊，安德烈啊，发现有一个孩子啊，只带了5个饼，2条鱼。
And Andrew had realized that there is a lad who had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish.
啊，这是他们仅有的食物。
And this was all the food that they had.
所以门徒说啊，这个一点点啊，怎么够呢？
And so the disciples had thought that this was very little, and how could it be enough?
耶稣说，叫众人都坐下，一排一排啊，啊，坐下来。
And then Jesus had said to make the people sit down.
他就把这个5个饼2条鱼啊拿起来祝谢。
And so he took the bread and the fish and he gave thanks.
然后就擘开啊啊，把叫门徒传给众人。
And then he distributed them to tell the disciples to give them out to everyone.
就那些饼啊鱼啊越擘越多啊。
And the more that they had broken the bread, the more that there was.
所以结果后来让所有的人都吃得饱饱的。
And then everyone was filled.
还后来主耶稣说、啊、把那个零碎、啊、不要丢掉，要把它收起来。
And then Jesus has said to gather up the fragments that remain.
结果收起来有12个篮子。
And then when they had collected, there were 12 baskets that were filled.
说众人、啊、看到耶稣所行的神迹、啊、所以他们就说这个真是那个要来的那位先知啊。
And then when everyone had seen what Jesus had done, then they had said that this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
犹太人对这个那位先知啊，他们有一个特殊的意义。
The Jews had a special meaning to when they say that this is the prophet who is
coming. 因为摩西曾经对他们讲。
Because Moses had said to them.
说神要从你们当中啊，兴起一位先知，好像我一样。
From you, God is going to rise up a prophet who is going to be like him.
所以你们要听从他。
And so you shall listen to him.
其实那位先知啊，就是他们所仰望的弥赛亚，救赎主。
And that prophet is the Messiah they are looking forward to, and it is the Savior.
因为耶稣来到世界啊，他有三样的身份。
And because when Jesus had come to this world, he had 3 identities.
他要做犹太人的王。
He is going to be the king of the Jews.
他是神所立定的大先知。
And he is the mighty prophet that God had chosen.
啊，他要把最伟大的福音啊，这个最宝贵的信息啊，传给世人。
And he is going to preach the most precious gospel to the world.
他又是一个祭司。
And he is also a priest.
因为他要为我们众人把他自己的身体献上，来赎人的罪孽。
Because he was going to sacrifice his own body and to atone for all of the sins of this world.
所以耶稣借着他所行的神迹啊，啊让众人认识说，啊这个就是那个要来的那一位先知。
And so through his miracles that he had performed, then people could see that Jesus was this prophet.
也是他们所仰望的弥赛亚救主。
And he is also the Messiah and the Savior.
后来他们就要强迫、啊、耶稣来做他们的王。
And then they wanted to make Jesus king.
因为以色列人那个时候是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because at the time the Israelites were under the control of the Romans.
所以他们想说、啊、神大概会兴起一位王、啊、来救我们脱离外族的统治。
So they had thought that God would give them a king so that they could be away from this control from the Gentiles.
所以他们盼望说耶稣有能力来做他们的王、啊、来跟外族打仗、啊、来复兴他们的国家。
So they had hoped that Jesus would become their king and they would be able to fight against the Gentiles and then be able to become a kingdom again.
虽然耶稣他是要做王啊，但是他的国都不属世界的。
Even though Jesus is going to become king, his kingdom does not belong to this world.
他是要做属灵国度的王，而不是地面上以色列的王。
Because he is going to be the king of the spiritual kingdom, but not of Israel and the world.
所以众人要他做王的时候，他就跑到山上啊，独住在那里祷告。
So that when the people had wanted to make him king, then he went up to the mountain to pray.
那他叫门徒说啊，你们赶快啊渡船呐，啊到对岸去。
And he told his disciples to go on to a boat and go to the other side of the shore.
那门徒啊，在海上啊，因为遇到大风浪啊，所以他们一直跟风浪挣扎，就没有办法前进。
But while they were on the sea, because there was a great storm against them, and so it was hard for them to go forward.
当然，主耶稣在山上祷告啊，就看到门徒他们所遭遇到的困难。
And when Jesus was praying on the mountain, then he could see that the disciples were in trouble.
所以他就走海面啊，要到门徒那里去。
And so he walked on the sea, and he was going to go to where the disciples were.
因为那个时候天色很黑暗啊，所以看不清楚。
Because it was evening, so it was dark.
啊，门徒啊，看到说有人在海面上走，啊，所以他们就很害怕。
And they had seen a person walking on the sea, and so they were afraid.
啊，耶稣说啊，是我啦，你们不要怕。
But Jesus said, "It is I. Do not be afraid."
啊，那个时候啊，彼得听到是主耶稣的声音啊。
And then when Peter had heard that it was the voice of Jesus,
所以他就很直接说，主啊，如果是你的话，你也让我能够走海面到你那里去。
And then Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, then please allow me to walk with you as well."
耶稣说啊，你来啊。
And Jesus told him to come.
后来彼得就从船上就跳下去了，就走在海面上。
And then Peter had left the boat, and he was also walking on the sea.
结果一开始的时候呢，他能够行在海面上。
At the beginning, he was able to walk on the sea.
但是过来一下子，他发现说他旁边的海浪非常的大。
But later on, he realized that the waves were very great.
所以他就害怕起来啊。
And so he became afraid.
他就失掉了信心。
And he lost faith.
就看不到了主看到海浪。
And he could no longer see the Lord, but he could all.
那个时候啊，他就逐渐的往下沉。
And so he began to sink.
所以呢，他就马上说：“主啊，赶快救我！”
And then Peter said, "Lord, save me."
主耶稣就伸手把他拉上来。
And then Lord Jesus took out his hand and pulled him.
告诉他说：“小信的人啊，你怎么害怕呢？你怎么疑惑呢？”
And I told him, "You have full faith. Why do you doubt?"
后来他们就把主耶稣啊接到船上。
And then they had brought Lord Jesus to the boat.
那那个风浪就平静了，他们就马上来到了他们所要去的地方。
And then the waves stopped, and they had reached where they were going to.
啊，借着这个事迹啊，让他们对主耶稣又有非常肯定的一种认识。
And through this miracle, then the disciples had another deeper understanding of the Lord.
我们看路加福音、马太福音十六章。
Look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 14.
Matthew 14.
Matthew 14.
33.
Verse 33. Matthew
14.
Matthew 14.
我们看31节。
31.
14章31节。
14 verse 31.
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说：“你这个小信的人啊！”为什么疑惑呢？32节。
Verse 32.
他们上了船呐、啊，风就住了。33节。
33.
在船上的人呐、啊，都拜他说：“你真是神的儿子啦！”我们看到门徒对耶稣的认识啊，是一步一步的。
I could see that Peter had a gradual understanding of Lord Jesus.
因为他们看到耶稣所行的神迹啊。所以来跟随他。
Because they had seen the miracles from Peter, and so they came to follow him.
他们又看到耶稣的神迹，说啊，你真是那个要啊将要来的那位先知啊。
And then when they had seen Jesus perform a miracle, then they had recognized that he was the prophet who was to come.
后来他们看到耶稣能够走海面。
And then they had seen Jesus walking on the sea.
结果当他耶稣进到他们船上的时候，风浪就平静了。
But after Jesus had come onto the boat, then the waves had ceased.
所以众人都拜他说：“你真是神的儿子啦！”
And so these people worshiped Jesus and said, truly, you are the Son of God.
所以他们对耶稣的认识是一步一步的, 后来认识他就是真神, 就是来到世界上做我们人类的救赎主。
And so the disciples had a step-by-step understanding of the Lord, and then eventually they had recognized that he is the true Lord.
我们看马可福音的第五章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
37节。
Verse 37.
马可福音五章37节。
Mark 5 verse 37.
我们从35节开始看。
Verse 35. 5 verse 35. 还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？”36节。36。耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说：“不要怕，只要信。”37节。37。
所以是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。38节。38。他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里乱嚷，并且有人大大的哭泣哀嚎。39节。39。进到里面就对他们说：“为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？” 孩子不是死了，是睡着了。40节。他们就耻笑耶稣啊！耶稣把他们都撵出去啊，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方。41节。41。就拉着孩子的手对他说啊：“大力大鼓鼓，翻出来就是归你，我不怒起来。” 我不怒你起来，事实二节。42。那闺女啊，就立时起来走，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。这里讲到耶稣啊，他为着造就门徒，常常带着彼得、约翰、雅各啊，单独给他们看到。
Here, because Jesus wanted to edify his disciples, and so he wanted Peter, James, and John to be able to see his works.
当然，彼得、约翰、雅各也是主耶稣所要训练的重要的工人。
And of course, these three were also important workers that Jesus wanted to train.
有时候在工作当中，如果信心不足，有时候会彼此互相的影响。
And at times, while serving, if you are weaker in faith, then you might influence one another.
所以耶稣这里讲到说，主带他们三个人，不许别人跟随。
And so here, Jesus had only brought these three and did not permit others to follow.
因为当时这个雅鲁，他是一个管会堂的。
Because at the time, Jairus was someone who was a caretaker.
有的人管会堂的，就是负责这个会堂聚会的这个秩序的。He
is in charge of the synagogue and of the and to regulate the synagogue.
所以他们会安排什么人领会啦，讲道理。So
this would be the one who would arrange for those who were speaking sermons.
不只是说清洁的这样的工作。 而是负责这个会堂的管理工作。But
it would include managing the synagogue.
那这个管会堂的雅鲁，他的女儿12岁，突然间生病死掉了。And
Jairus' daughter, who was 12 years old, had suddenly gotten ill and then died.
本来这个孩子生病的时候，雅鲁跑到耶稣面前扶着，求他说：“你赶快，趁着我的女儿还没死。”
And at first, Jairus had gone to Jesus and said that my daughter is lying at the point of death, and please come so that she may be healed.
那是因为一路上有很多的人要求医治，耶稣有很多的工作要做，所以耽误了。But
because on the way, Jesus had much work to do, and so he was delayed.
后来有的人说：“你的女儿已经死掉了，不必再请耶稣去了。”
And then there were some people who had said that his daughter was already dead, so he did not have to ask Jesus anymore.
耶稣听到以后就说啊, 你主要信, 不要害怕。
But when Jesus heard this, then he said, do not be afraid, only believe.
所以他就带着彼得、雅各跟约翰啊, 来到雅鲁的家。
And so he brought Peter, James, and John to the house of Jairus.
说那个时候啊, 很多人在那哭泣大喊大嚷。
And there were many people who were crying and weeping loudly.
耶稣说,你们为什么这样乱哄哄啦,随便乱吵乱闹呢?
And Jesus asked, why make this commotion and weep?
这个孩子不是死掉了,是睡着了。
The child is not dead, but sleeping.
当然死掉跟睡着啊,这是不一样的,一般人都看得清楚。
Anyone can see that death and sleeping are different.
所以他们认为说耶稣怎么连这个孩子死掉啊都看不出来，以为他在睡觉了。
And so they ridiculed Jesus for thinking that the child was sleeping.
所以他们就讥笑耶稣啊。
And so they're ridiculing him.
耶稣就把众人就赶出去。
And then Jesus had told them to all go outside.
然后他就带着彼得、雅各、约翰，跟孩子的父母啊。 进到房间里面,
and then he took Peter, James, and John, and also the parents of the child.
那他就说啊, 闺女啊, 你起来吧, 就拉着这个女孩子的手就把她拉起来。
And then he told the child, little girl, I say to you, arise, and he took the child by the hand.
就这个孩子啊, 就起来了, 就在那边行走。
And then she arose and walked.
啊, 然后把这个孩子活活地交给她的父母亲。
And then he had gave this child into her parents.
还问了说不要，要把东西给她吃。
And then he had also told them to give her something to eat.
所以众人看到了这个事迹，就认识耶稣，
and so when,
晓得他有复活的大能。
When everyone had seen this, then they could understand that Jesus had the power to resurrect another.
当然，彼得跟这些门徒啊，也因为看到耶稣的能力作为啊。
And of course, it is also because Peter and the other disciples had seen this power of Jesus that they were able to be renewed in their faith. Let's look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6.
66节.
Verse
66. 约翰福音6章66节.
John 6, verse 66.
66.
Chapter
6, verse
66.
68. 我们还跟从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。主耶稣因为会神行神迹啊，所以很多人跟随他。
Because Jesus had performed many miracles, there are many who followed him.
因为耶稣也会变饼给人吃。
Because Jesus could also make bread for meant to be fed.
但是耶稣说啊, 你们不要光为那个废朽坏的食物劳力。
But then Lord Jesus has said that you should not work for the bread that will perish.
你们要为着那能够存到永生的食物劳力。
But for the bread that will never perish and it has eternal life.
所以跟随耶稣啊, 不是要得到今生啊, 物质上暂时的利益。
So to follow Jesus is not to just receive benefits of this life and immaterial.
更重要的就是要得到永生的生命，还有永远的福气。
It is more important to receive the eternal life and eternal blessings.
所以耶稣就开始对众人讲，我就是生命的粮。
And so Jesus began to tell others that I am the bread of life.
你们的祖先啊，在旷野吃了玛拿，后来都死掉了。
When your ancestors had eaten manna in the wilderness, they had still died.
但是我是天上的生命粮。
But I am the bread that comes from heaven.
你们如果领受这个粮食啊, 就要永远不死。
If you receive this bread, then you will live forever.
我要是给你们的粮食啊, 就是我的身体, 我的血。
And I will also give you my flesh and my blood.
后来门徒啊，就一个一个离开了。
And then the disciples gradually left.
说你这个话太难了，我们没有办法接受。
And they said this is a hard saying. Who can understand it?
啊，所以很多人呐、啊、就纷纷离开了。
And so many had departed.
耶稣就问门徒说啊，问十二个门徒说，你们也要跟着离开吗？
And then Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
那个时候、啊，彼得啊就很勇敢的说啊，主啊，你有永生之道，我们离开你，我们还要去跟从谁呢？
And at the time, Peter was very brave, and he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
所以呢，对耶稣的认识啊，相当的清楚。
So he had a very clear understanding of Jesus.
因为他知道耶稣是唯一的救主。
He understood that Jesus is the only Savior.
啊，他的真神呐、啊，他是生命的主宰。
And he is the true God, and he controls the life.
所以他曾经见证说，除了他以外，世界上没有别的可以成就了。
And so he has testified that there is no one else by whose name you may be saved.
所以《约翰福音》里面说啊，认识真神呐、啊，还有他所差来的耶稣啊，啊就是永生。
And in John, it also says that to truly know him and know that he is the true God, that is eternal life.
所以彼得说啊，你有永生之道，我们离开你，我们要去跟谁？跟从谁呢？
And so Peter has said that you have the words of eternal life, and to whom shall we go?
一个人如果能够认识他所信仰的价值啊，而他就会放弃一切来跟随主到底。
If a person can understand the value of their belief and their faith, then they will want to give up everything and to follow the teaching.
保罗曾经说啊，什么事情能够让我跟基督的爱隔绝
？And Paul has said that what is there that could separate me from the God of love?
难道是饥饿、患难、逼迫？
Whether it be hunger or persecution.
他说啊，在这一切的事上，我们都得胜有余了。
He said that in all of these things, they have overcome them.
所以不管是物质上的一切，或者是肉体上的逼迫，或者属灵的事情，没有一样啊，能够让我们跟基督的爱来隔绝。
Whether it is physical.Material possessions or any kind of suffering or any kind of physical pain, there is nothing that could separate us from the love of God.
所以他说啊，我忘记背后啊，啊，为着要得到耶稣基督来的奖赏。
And so Paul has said that I have given up everything else in order to receive the prizes and the glory that comes from the Lord.
因为为着要得到基督啊，我已经把万事啊看作好像粪土。
Because in order to gain Christ, and I have seen everything else as rubbish.
因为我知道耶稣基督啊才是真正的至宝。
Because I know that only Jesus Christ is the most precious.
所以我们对主啊要有清楚的认识。
So we have to have a clear understanding of the Lord.
我们才能够排除各样的困难呐、啊，而来跟随主。
So that we can overcome any kind of difficulty and to follow the Lord.
当然，除了对主以外啊，教会就是耶稣的身体。这是分不开的。
And the church is also the body of Christ, and this cannot be separated.
所以我们对耶稣的身体啊，对神的教会也要认识清楚。
So we also have to have a clear understanding of the church of God.
所以教会就是真葡萄树。
And so the church is the true vine.
就是方舟，就是主的羊圈。
It is the ark and the where the sheep are.
所以我们是树株啊，一定要连属在这个树干上面。
And as we are branches, we must hold on into this vine.
耶稣说啊，树株啊，离开了树啊，就会枯干呐、啊，啊，就当柴火烧。
Jesus has said that if one branch leaves the tree, then it will wither and die.
人如果离开了基督，离开了基督的身体啊，人就没有办法做什么了。
And if man leaves Christ and leaves the body of Christ, man cannot do much.
啊，所以这是我们应当有的认识。
So this is the understanding that we should have.
我们再来看马太福音十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16.
我们从十三节看。
From verse 13.
马太福音十六章十三节。
Matthew 16 verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”十四节。
14。
他们说：“有人说你是施洗的约翰，有人说你是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或者是先知里的一位。”十五节。
15。
耶稣说：“那你们说我是谁呢？”十六节。
16.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”十七节。
17.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的主是你的，乃是我在天上的父主是你的。”耶稣来到这个凯撒利亚的地方啊。
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea,
他说有，因为有很多人呐、啊，虽然跟随耶稣，那对耶稣的认识啊，各样的讲法都不一样。
Because even though there were many who knew Jesus, but they had different understandings of him.
所以耶稣就说啊，一般人呐、啊，啊，称我是谁？
And so Jesus asked his disciples, "What do men say that I am?"
有的说、啊，那就是施洗约翰呐、啊，因为施洗约翰已经被西律杀掉了，所以看到耶稣的能力作为说，他好像就是施洗约翰嘛。
And so some have said that he was like John the Baptist, because even though John the Baptist was already killed by Herod, but Jesus also performed miracles.
有的说、啊、他就是以利亚。
And some said that he was Elijah.
因为圣经里面曾经应许啊，说以利亚还要再来。
Because the Bible had promised that Elijah would come again.
因为以利亚有非常大的能力跟心智。
And because Elijah had great power.
他能够借着神迹啊，让以色列百姓的信仰归回。
And through the miracles, and Elijah was able to let the Israelites return to God.
所以他们看到耶稣所行的神迹啊，说他是以利亚。
So when they had seen the miracles that Jesus had performed, then they said that he was Elijah.
有的说他是耶利米或者是先知里面的一位。
And then some had said that he was Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
所以当时他们看到耶稣很有能力啊，他就把他当作好像一个先知一样。
So when they had seen that Jesus was very powerful, then they had looked at him as a prophet.
啊，这是当时很多人的看法。
And this is what many people had said.
那耶稣就问门徒说：“那你们看我是谁呢？”
And then Jesus asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?"
耶稣要门徒啊啊，说说他们对主耶稣的了解。
Jesus wanted the disciples to tell him how they understood him.
彼得就说、啊：“你是基督啊，是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那、啊、这个基督啊，就是弥赛亚，救赎主，救赎主。
The Christ is also the Messiah who is the Savior.
神的儿子啊，就是神啊，啊，就道成肉身，啊，要来做人类的救赎主。
The Son of God is God Himself, who is the Word that became flesh and came to save the world.
所以虽然他来到世界上称为人子，或者称为神的儿子，其实他就是那个主宰宇宙的真神。
Even though he came to the world, he was called the Son of Man, but also the Son of God, but he is God himself.
啊、所以以色列人啊，他们了解这样的意义。
And so the Israelites understood this meaning.
所以在约翰福音里面啊，耶稣常常说他是神的儿子。
And so in John, Jesus often said that he was the Son of God.
以色列人常常就说、啊、你明明是人，你怎么说你是神？
And the Jews would often say to Jesus that you are a man, so why are you calling yourself the Son of God?
所以彼得啊，对耶稣认识，他就是神成为人，道成肉身来到世界的。
So Peter understood that Jesus was the Word that became flesh and had come to this world.
他是弥赛亚，救赎主，是人类唯一的救主真神。
And he is the Messiah and the Savior and the only one who can save mankind.
所以耶稣就称赞他。
And so Jesus praised Peter.
说西门巴约拿
And said Simon Barjona.
西门是彼得原来的名字。
Simon was Peter's original name.
啊，这个巴约拿，这个巴的意思就是儿子，所以巴约拿就是约拿的儿子。
And Barjona means the son of Jonah.
说你是有福气的。
And he said, "Blessed are you."
因为这不是属血肉的人能够了解的。而是天上的神啊，啊来指示你，你才能够知道。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以我们要对神啊，对教会有正确的认识啊，一定要借着圣灵的启示啊，我们才能够真正的明白。
So if we're going to have the correct understanding of the Church of God and also of God, then we need to have the Holy Spirit that will reveal this truth to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said,
如果没有人的灵啊, 不知道人的事情,
that if there is no spirit of man, then you cannot understand the things that relate to man.
如果没有神的灵啊, 我们也不能够认识神, 也不晓得有关神的事情。
But if there is no spirit of God, then we will also not understand God or things that relate to God.
神的灵在我们里面啊, 我们就能够看得清楚啊, 啊能够参透万事。
When the Spirit of God is in us, then we can see clearly and be able to understand all things. Because through the Holy Spirit, then God will reveal to us spiritual things.
所以我们要认识神啊, 了解他全辈的救恩啊, 不是用我们的智慧啊, 啊, 去了解。
So in order for us to understand God and to understand His complete salvation, then it is not relying on ourselves. It is through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can be able to enter the truth. Let's look at verse 18. Matthew 16, verse 18.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。19节。19。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。后来主耶稣就把这个教会啊。
And so Jesus had given this gate to the heavenly kingdom to the church.
啊，当然这个教会要以耶稣为王角石，然后建造在使徒先知的根基上面。
And of course, the foundation stone is built upon Jesus.
所以主耶稣对彼得说啊，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上面。
So that Jesus had told Peter that he is Peter and on this rock he will build his church. Even though Peter also means stone.
那从言论上啊,
In the original text, it is actually a different word that Jesus is using when he says the word rock.
耶稣所用的这个磐石啊,
On this rock, it is referring to Jesus Christ himself.
啊，他是建造整个教会的那个最基础的房角石。
He is the cornerstone, the foundation to the church.
他是一个属灵的灵磐石。
He is the spiritual rock.
啊，那然彼得啊, 跟我们这些圣徒啊, 我们都是建造教会的活石头。
And Peter and the other saints, they're all like the living stones.
所以说我们要成为活的石头，属灵的石头，一起来建设神的殿。
And we have to all be the spiritual stones to build this temple of God.
所以我们每一个人灵修好了以后啊，都成为属灵耶路撒冷的那个非常宝贵的宝石。
And so that when we have our spiritual cultivation, and then we are able to represent the beautiful temple. And then when the church has been built, then it will shine with a glorious light.
所以这里所讲的这个磐石啊，是教会要建造耶稣基督啊这一块大磐石上面。
And so this rock is saying that the church will be built on Jesus.
他说他能够胜过啊。 阴间啊，就是死亡的权柄。
And the gates of Hades, which represents death, shall not prevail against
it. 因为耶稣把这个天国的钥匙托付给教会。
Because Jesus has given the key to the heavenly kingdom to the church.
啊，这个天国的钥匙啊，是要打开天国门的。
And the key will open the gate to the heavenly kingdom.
那个就是主的圣灵的权柄。
Which represents the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以有圣灵啊，我们就得救进天国的凭据。
So if we have the Holy Spirit, then it is a sign that we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为圣灵要在我们额上盖印，证明我们就是神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit will put a seal onto our foreheads to show
that
we are truly the children of
God. And
then the second coming, when the Lord comes again, then we will be able to see him.
Let's
look at John chapter 20.
22. Verse 22. Verse 21.
To
23. John 20, verse 21. 耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”22节。22。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”23节。23。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
This is the promise to have the authority to forgive or retain sins. And this is the key to the heavenly kingdom. And so when you receive the Holy Spirit, then whomever you retain the sins, then they are retained. If you forgive the sins of any, then they are forgiven. This is the key to the heavenly kingdom. The spiritual authority. And so in this way, then it proves that we are the children of God. And because Peter and the other disciples were able to come to know Jesus and understand his power, they later became the leaders in church. And so the Bible has said,
说,这个教会啊,
this church is going to have Jesus as the cornerstone.
要建设在使徒跟先知的根基上,
and it will be built on the foundation of the apostles.
也就是用主耶稣所传的道理,
and this is to use the teachings that Jesus was preaching.
门徒啊,还有先知啊, 他们后来继续把他们传扬开来了,
and the disciples and the prophets can continue to preach this.
主耶稣又用圣灵来做见证,
and Lord Jesus is going to use the Holy Spirit to testify.
所以要用这个真理啊,作为教会的柱子跟根基,
and with this truth, and this will also be the foundation of the church.
这个教会啊,就有得胜死亡的权柄,
and then this church will have the authority to overcome death.
所以我们看到彼得啊,对这样的道理啊,认识很清楚,
so we can see that Peter had a very clear understanding about this.
所以他后来啊,能够跟,背着十字架跟随主到底,
so that later on he could also carry the cross and to follow Jesus until the end.
我们就先谈到这里, 我们一起来唱诗106首。
Let's sing hymn 106.